boom, shoot, boom.
Call to adventure. Where were we?
We were
talking about the mentor.
Yeah, the mentor.
Yes.
And when you take your muse as your mentor, when you take Joseph Campbell as your mentor, when you take somebody that you accept as this person is ahead of you and has gone that way, then follow what they say.
Follow your bliss.
Follow your bliss. Yeah. Rumi says...
I like the follow your bliss.
Yeah, that's but good that too. That too. Rumi says, footprints lead to the shore of the sea. From there on, no trace remains. You see, you've got to follow the footprints until you reach the edge of the sea. From there, you're on your own. Whenever you feel like you're on your own, don't go back to your guide anymore.
To what's familiar.
Because now you already have shifted.
Right.
One of the things that I teach my students in the retreats, I ask him, I don't know if you have been any of those, I ask him to close their eyes and paint something with their eyes closed. And they can continue painting. If they open their eyes, they cannot continue on that canvas. Mm. They're done with the canvas. Mm. So with their minds, with their eyes closed, whatever they're painting on the canvas is perfect. Because in their imagination, they see what is going on. Mm. Yet not seen it physical. But the moment they open their eyes, it's completely different. It's a mess. But what was in their mind was so perfect.
Right.
You see? So that's really what that whole surrendering is, to let that guide, that power, take you through. But the moment you open your eyes, you cannot go back on the same canvas. If you're not following the guide, even on one step,
right,
don't go back to the guide anymore.
I'm going to read this, one of the things we have here. And I think of sometimes the guide, and that's some one of the cards is about your inner guide, your, like in some way, your higher self. You're going to love this one. Denzel Washington said this, "Show me a successful individual, and I'll show you someone who didn't want for positive influences in his or her life. I don't care who you are or what you do for a living. If you do it well, I'm betting there was someone cheering you on and showing you the way. And you listened and you paid attention." Yeah, I love that. I love it because I think for some people, surrendering to a physical person might be hard, but if there's a surrendering implicitly to that higher intelletto, that might be harder for other people. But
hey, see, surrendering to me is the most difficult act that we could do in our life. Everything else is easy
until you get used to it. Then it's like
to surrender. When I'm painting and something shows up and it's so well delineated, and then suddenly I just wash it away.
Yeah.
And everybody goes,
Yeah, including me.
But.
Attachment.
But the whole idea is that when you surrender, you know that the same power that has taken you that far along the path will continue taking you there.
Yes.
What makes you think that leaves you in the middle of the road.
Right.
Has taken you all the way to here. So
I love the saying about leap and build your wings as you fly. And even if you fall splat, you're gonna learn something. You'll pick yourself up and you'll fly, or you might not always fly. There might be a splat moment and you work with that, you use that. I mean, just like the woman, let's go back to that example, because she, you told her, connect, like, it was ruined. It was splat. No, the mentor, you, the mentor, said, here, do this. And she did it. She could have. I think the difference between the hero and the ordinary person, if we were going to make a separation, is that the ordinary person will say, no, nope, no.
But and I'm going to leave right now.
I'm done.
Done,
I don't need to take this abuse. You ruined my painting. Give me my money back. I'm out of here.
Exactly.
They could have, you can go back and give over to your mind.
Right.
But the hero says, oh, this is uncomfortable. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. I feel so awkward, but I'm going to try it. And she did. So she connected the dots. She crossed the threshold. The crossing of the threshold is where you, this is where you're like, oh, it's wobbly. What the hell am I doing? But you go from ordinary world, ta-da, into the special world. And there's a flipping upside down of your whole reality. Everything, all of the rules that apply in the ordinary world are flipped by the time you get to the special world. So crossing the bridge is the process of tipping upside down. And it's really cool. But you can't walk across it. You have to have will, I believe. You have to say, I'm gonna try it. You can't be like, there has to be some energy of engaging.
Wait. That is something that we gotta look into it again too.
Okay.
See? Trying means not having the total surrender.
Okay.
See, the moment I try something, try to lift up this book.
I did it. I didn't try.
Exactly.
I just did it.
Yeah. See?
Yes.
The moment we're trying, we're not doing it.
Just go for it.
Go for it.
Right.
Just go for it.
Yes.
Just go for it. Either go for it or just leave. But if you're taking the journey, don't take the journey on a trial basis. Let me see what happens. I'm going to go to see what happens. If it works, I'll continue. If it doesn't, I return. No.
Just go for it, because your life is not a dress rehearsal.
Yes. You either go or don't.
So how these things weave with dreaming, in some way, every time we go to sleep at night, we enter into a hero's journey. We have the ordinary, we get a call to adventure, which is in some way the sleepy. We get sleepy, we're called to go to bed. And then there's resistance sometimes. It's like little kids, no, I don't wanna go to bed. I wanna stay up. I wanna watch my blah, blah, blah. I wanna do my blah, blah, blah. But so there's refusal, resistance. And maybe if we're smart, we have a mentor that we connect with before we go to sleep. We say, all right, Rumi, okay, Hafez, okay, Luke Skywalker, okay, Obi-Wan Kenobi, okay, Grandma that sneaks and looks at the last page, come with me into my dreaming tonight. Help me, show me something. Give me Archangel Michael. It could be a deer, whatever your favorite animal is. It could be something. It would be wise to connect with that mentor. And then you cross the threshold. You go from being awake to, like, all of a sudden you start hallucinating, things start turning upside down, and then before you know it, you don't know it, you're on the other side. So that's kind of like that with dreams too. There's a parallel with everything with the hero's journey about dreaming. Once you're on the other side, now we're in the special world, and you meet your tests, your allies, and your enemies. And that's kind of part of, that's sort of the stage that we bunch them all together, but that's part of what happens on the journey. You meet people that might be like, what the hell are you doing? That's not art. There's the people that test you or that don't like you, or the in social media, people that will call you names and say you're the worst thing. I just heard today that Harry Potter, the woman who wrote Harry Potter, she has sold more books than anyone.
Including the Bible.
Including the Bible.
Right.
J.K. Rowling.
Right.
And on Amazon, she's got thousands of reviews for Harry Potter. And almost half of those reviews are one-star reviews saying, this is the worst piece of poop I've ever read. This is horrible. What the hell? So you're gonna have the haters. You're gonna, if you make a splash, people will hate you. And does that stop people from, I mean, there's so many people that think her books are the most amazing, but there are thousands that took the time to write a horrible review about her books. So.
And the biggest danger for an artist is listening to a critic, whether it's positive or negative.
Right.
That's the biggest danger. Somebody tells me something and has an impact, from there on, I set up a whole limitation. Constantly, that thought comes into my mind.
Like you said about the beard. Tell them about the beard. This is good. This
yeah.
is good.
There's this guy with a long beard, and some kids comes to him one time and says, when you sleep at night, do you keep your beard over the blanket?